Is it? Is it? Is it?
Heck yes.
What? Okay.
Excited to be here.
Are you? Are you?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay, I was just making sure because I don't know.
Yes, I am.
Okay. It's January 28th?
I know, last week of January.
Yes.
What is happening? Time is just going by so quickly.
And time goes by.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no.
Except that says slowly.
Quickly. Just quickly.
So quickly.
It's just so, it's like a vapor. So fast.
Wow.
Next thing you know, it will be February 12th, so get your tickets.
Yes.
If you don't know what we're talking about, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus and Spoken coming in concert. February 12th, it is a fundraiser for Static Radio. 100% of the proceeds will benefit this station.
And it's going to be an awesome concert.
Yeah, it is.
You can get your tickets.
Yeah.
At mysticradio.com right now.
What she said.
Right now.
Yeah.
Like now-ish.
True story. So, how was your weekend? I feel like I haven't seen you in years.
You haven't.
Oh, okay.
It was good. It was good. I did a lot of moving. Not for me.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I'm moving away. I don't know if you guys know this.
No, I thought you were...
I'm leaving forever.
I got excited because that meant you could help me.
Oh.
Yeah.
How was your weekend? Is that, wait, hold on. Were you asking me how my weekend was just so I could be like, it was good, how was yours?
No. No, but that excited me because that's what we did this weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you buy a house?
No.
I heard about your little deals.
What the heck? Friday was a normal day.
Okay.
And then I got home and then found out my wife was like, hey, guess what? We should buy a house.
She just got this idea and like, ran with it.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that? Because did you just say, if there is a list of things that I hate to do, like one of them could be like scrubbing out barns with horse poop.
Scrubbing them out with horse poop?
No, scrubbing. Oh, right. No, you wouldn't scrub barn with horse poop. No, I meant like shoveling manure.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And also on the list would be living in an igloo in Alaska because I super hate the cold.
Might be warm. You don't know.
It might be, actually. I don't know.
But it sounds uncomfortable. You're right.
And then the third one would be somebody smashing my fingers with a hammer.
That would hurt.
And if those were all up against moving, I would pick any one of those other things over moving. I hate moving.
Me too. You need to hire movers.
No! That costs money.
Yeah, but
nobody
at least you don't have to
money.
Do anything.
Oh, it's the worst.
Okay, so you get home on Friday and she says, hey.
Hey, so our friend Evan, he's the best.
Okay.
And he called. And he's one of them realtor guys.
Oh, yeah, one of them guys.
Because he's known him since high school. He's a good dude.
Okay.
I love him. He's a good guy. But he called and did the, hey, guys, I got something for you.
Oh, no.
But I don't want to. So it's been a long weekend. Lots of prayer this weekend.
You didn't really tell me anything.
I didn't. I don't know what. Well, it's because I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Who knows? Who knows? So Saturday was spent driving around everywhere looking at 1,000 different houses.
I love doing that.
Do you?
Yeah.
You should have gone with Chrissy. Because at the end of the day, the two that I liked that I said, dude.
This one.
This is the one. Was like thrown out, tossed out.
Why?
Well, one, because we couldn't afford it because it was ginormous.
Okay.
I just said it was one I liked. I like this one. It's got a man cave. Already built into it. This extra room down here is a man cave, and this is the one I want. How much? Okay, get in the car, kids.
Don't touch anything.
Don't even look at the paint. If it accidentally peels, they'll blame us. So I don't know. It was fun, but then I got home and looked around my house and realized I don't want to pack.
Dude, you have a lot of stuff.
The worst.
You have a lot of stuff.
So, I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm helping a good friend of mine pack right now.
Ah.
And move out to a different place.
Oh.
And it reminds me why I bought a house. Because
yeah.
I hate moving.
Me too.
So, that's how I got my husband to buy a house. I said, if we buy a house, one, the money's not going just nowhere, and two,
We don't have to move.
If we don't want to, we never have to move.
Yeah, but you're going to have to.
Why?
You're going to have to move someday.
You don't know that.
Are you going to have kids ever?
You don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I hope not. I would hope not.
But, oh my gosh.
We don't want you procreating. But
you're so sweet this morning. You're so nice.
Static!
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
I know.
Hey there.
How you guys doing?
Doing all right. How are you?
Good. It's Monday morning.
That it is.
And you know what, guys? What else is today?
What?
It's the Volcano Vista High School open house night, 6:30.
Ooh.
Yes, I'll be attending that later.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, that's going to be my next high school, guys, Volcano Vista.
That's right. You're still in middle school. I forgot.
And I'm excited about Volcano Vista, guys. Oh, my goodness.
Going to be a freshman.
Yep. So how's Steve-O doing this morning?
He's not doing very well.
I heard you guys talking about houses again, huh?
Yeah, he likes to talk about himself a lot, so, or all about his weekend.
Yeah. So anyways, Steve-O, if you're in the background there, I was going to ask you this. Have you guys ever been down to Bullhead?
No, he hasn't.
No, hasn't?
No. He doesn't even know what it is.
Well, it's right across from Laughlin, Nevada. It's not too far from Vegas.
Oh, no, he's never been there. He's been to Vegas once, and he hated it because he got food poisoning.
Oh. Oh, if you guys were to go to 13, then you'd find it.
Yeah, but I think he flew there probably, so he didn't even go through cities. It was just fine.
Yeah, usually when I go with my mom, my dad, my little sister, we usually travel by car. They usually can stop at, like, you know, travel centers, you know.
He wouldn't want to do that because he hates driving for long distances.
Oh, my dad hates that. He does that every day when he has to go to work in his company vehicle.
Yep, Steve-O understands. He definitely knows.
So, guys, have you guys seen Steve-er lately?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just about maybe, like, 3 minutes ago. But, yeah.
What was that in the background?
I have no idea. I think there's, like, a small animal in here.
Dying. Slowly. Hey, what can we play for you, Matthew?
Good morning, guys. Do you guys have a song called Breaking by Amberlin in there?
I'm sure we do.
We will play that for you.
If you guys do, please, please dedicate that to one of my wonderful people I've had with me, my bus driver, Yvonne.
Wait, hold on. You want to dedicate a song called Breaking that the lyrics say, you make breaking hearts look easy, to your bus driver, Yvonne.
Do you have any ideas, Steve-O, for a song for her?
No. I really want to do that. I really, really want to do that.
So we're going to do that for
you. We're going to do that for you. All right. Thanks, Matthew.
Bye.
All right. Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody. And this goes out to his bus driver, Yvonne. From Matthew, with love. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static ready. Oh.
Bro. Do you
remember? The Almost. The song's called Ghost. Static radio. Good morning. That's the sustain. Still going. There it is.
Thanks. Waiting on that. Oh.
Last day I ever have to punch a board. So excited.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Huge thank you to everybody who supports this ministry.
Yes.
We were able to acquire a board.
It is new used.
New to us. It's like when you get a used car, but it's like new to you, so you don't care.
Yeah. It's old new.
It's old new. But it's newer.
Newer, better, way better condition.
So for the last couple years now, we've been talking about this. This board is 26 years old and, man, been in the family biz for some time.
Yes.
26 years.
It's on its last days.
Yeah. And so we've been praying and praying and we've held a couple fundraisers, but unfortunately... Didn't go as well as we thought they were going to.
Yeah.
And so it'd been a long time waiting, and it's amazing to see how God works because these boards average, you know, like 20 grand, right? 20, 25 grand for a new one.
I don't know. I just know that they're way more expensive than I thought they would be.
And somehow God provided someone in Maryland who happened to have one that's, you know, older.
Yeah.
10 to 15 years old that we got for... tenth of the cost.
Oh, so literally. Amazing.
So, it's unreal how God works.
Yes.
And so We're very thankful to everybody who supports this station. One way you can support us is by getting your tickets.
Go ahead.
For the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. And Spoken. Oh, no. The show is Tuesday, February 12th. And tickets are only $15. And 100% of the proceeds benefit Static Radio to help us through 2013. We've got a fundraiser on the way as well. Because it's another year. And we need funds.
Yes.
And so,
keep that in prayer.
Red Jumpsuit too. Apparatus, a great way you can support the station because tickets are only $15. 100% of the proceeds benefit Static Radio. And the show is going to be absolutely
amazing. I am so
amazing.
Excited. Yeah. It's going to be packed.
Yeah, we're only a couple weeks away now. So, mm-hmm. 2 weeks from mañana. So, get your tickets now at mystaticradio.com. Go ahead.
Oh, man. Can I tell you something?
You're a child.
It is. Oh, my gosh. Today is Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It really is.
I'm so excited right now.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Happy January 28th, also known as Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day.
Yeah, you know what I don't appreciate about Bubble Wrap?
What?
This. Because we got in our new board, and it was wrapped.
Okay, covered in bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Like, they put way too much.
I thought you were going to lose your mind.
Oh,
you were so
man.
Happy. Is this really what you're going to do today?
Only for a little bit.
Okay, cool. I'll
endure
it.
Oh, this is so cool. This is so... I had to put it away. This is so amazing. I am so happy.
I can't believe it actually is National Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day.
Oh, you want to know why? Nope, I can't tell you why. I can't tell you why.
Okay.
But it is Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day.
I just read why.
Okay.
I just read why. That's amazing. I don't know if that's really why.
That's the reason they gave.
No, because it's the July issue, and this is January, so I don't think
it
coincides.
They got confused. They just got confused.
I don't think it coincides.
Whatever.
Anyway.
Regardless, it is Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. If you see some bubble wrap, pop it, appreciate it, pass it on the love.
So, speaking of appreciation, last night... They appreciated actors or something. I was watching the Pro Bowl, so I wasn't even paying attention.
Wow.
The SAG Awards went down this weekend.
Okay.
That's those, another award show.
I know.
There's so many. I was like, oh, but he got the Directors Guild. And this one's the 19th Annual Screen Actors Guild Awards.
Okay, so nominations, those who won...
Yeah, I've got a list of people that won. And here's the thing. I guess the Screen Actors Guild Award... People say that it's one of the best because it's by your peers. By Screen Actors Guild.
They say
peoples.
It's...
Yeah, because your peers are picking. So many of the actors say, hey, I love this. Outstanding performance by a male actor in a leading role. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Okay.
Abraham Lincoln.
That's good.
Jennifer Lawrence won for Silver Linings Playbook.
Ah, J-Law.
Yes. Do you know that her 7th grade math teacher called her that?
Really? No,
yes.
I didn't. Why do you know that?
I saw
Why
it on E.T.
Know?
Yesterday.
Okay.
When I was watching.
Oh, yes, I believe everything I hear on E.T.
Well, she's the one that said it. Jennifer Lawrence. That's why she thought it was hilarious that Will Ferrell called her J-Law at the Golden Globes. I watched E.T. yesterday!
Yeah, they pay her to say that stuff.
Tommy Lee Jones won Outstanding Performance by a Male Actor in a Supporting Role for Lincoln. Anne Hathaway won for Les Mis.
I know. She'll win everything.
Outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture. Argo won.
Wow, I still haven't seen it.
Yeah. Kevin Costner won for Hatfields and McCoys.
Ooh.
Bryan Cranston won for Breaking Bad.
About dang time.
I know, he keeps losing to Homeland. Damian Lewis is like stolen. And speaking of Homeland, Claire Danes won for outstanding performance by a female.
Well, it happens.
Outstanding performance by an ensemble in a drama series. Went to Downton Abbey.
No, wrong. You said that wrong.
Downton Abbey.
No, DCW?
Downton Abbey.
Look.
Downton Abbey. There you go.
It's basic English. How would you say that? Your 9-year-old could say that.
Downton Abbey.
Do you see another W? How many W's do you see in that word?
Downton.
There you go.
Downton.
Downton Abbey.
You watch that show.
Okay. I am only 2 episodes behind. And...
Everybody dies.
No, that's not true.
That is true.
That's not true.
Uh-huh.
You've never seen an episode.
I have never seen an episode.
There are a few people who die.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
Thanks for bringing it up. That's not funny.
So the Screen Actors Guild, outstanding film and television performances, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. You got to Downton Abbey and you quit there.
I did.
How dare you?
It's because, here's the thing. Yesterday was this Screen Actors Guild Awards, and our kids chose to watch the Pro Bowl instead. That's right!
This is NFL. Sorry, wrong theme song.
Yeah, that's what the Pro Bowl is.
It's NFL?
All the superstars in the NFL getting together and pretending like they care about playing the game.
Do they really?
Yeah. It's the All-Stars, basically.
Did they get paid to play?
I'm sure.
Okay, so that's why they
played. Kyle Rudolph, who was a tight end at Notre Dame, who now plays for the Minnesota Vikings, he won a car.
Oh, yes, Notre Dame.
And a fake girlfriend. That's how they do it, Notre Dame. I'm just kidding.
Oh,
I have
so
no idea.
Funny. I wish they didn't give that away.
You won a free car and Manti Te'o's girlfriend. Huh? Huh? Anyways. It is Monday. We got Mad Lib Monday coming up, and it's Mun News Day.
It's Mun News Day. That's right.
So Mun News Day coming up right around the corner. Or right now, it's Blindside.
You can deal with that.
It's a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Lights. Guess what that song's called? Fourth Dimension.
Oh, is that what she was saying?
Yes.
Over and over again?
Yes.
There it is. Oh, that would make sense.
6:46 now. Happy Monday. It is Mun News Day.
It's Mun News Day.
Are we going to do this every time
yes.
we do news? All right. Here it is.
Breaking news. A Massachusetts woman says her six-year-old took a jewelry box of family heirlooms because he wanted to show it off to a classmate he calls his girlfriend.
6 years old?
6 years old. But DeNapoli's boy lost the box, which contained her great-grandmother's watch, her late mom's engagement ring,
dude.
And her grandparents' wedding rings.
Oh.
She's offering a reward for their return.
Oh, I don't even know how.
Are you feeling really stressed out?
Yes. Yes. 6 years old, dude. Took the jewelry box.
Yeah.
I would lose my mind. I would lose my... Sorry, okay.
A new study says morning cardio is most effective when done while really hungry. Researchers studied the effects of an empty stomach on exercise and found that people who exercise on an empty stomach can burn 20% more body fat than those exercising after breakfast.
Okay.
That's all that was on this paper. I'm sorry. What else is... I've never watched that show.
That's your news?
Last week, the internet went bonkers for the upper cupper, a special iPhone case with a cup holder attached.
Are you serious?
Turns out it was a prank product made to look like look real with a convincing photo. That's your breaking news.
That's your Monday. That's Mun News Day.
Maybe, hold on. Maybe I have another one.
No. It's too late. It's too late.
No, it's not.
You're supposed to pre-prepare for Mun News Day.
No, I never pre-prepare. When have I ever prepared for Mun News Day?
I'm just really hoping Choose News Day is better.
You can't. Okay. After getting his food, the man sat down and took a bite of his spicy McChicken, whatever it is called, at McDonald's. And then he said that he called the police because it was too spicy.
Oh, no.
When police arrived, the officer tried to get the man to calm down, and the McDonald's even went the extra mile, giving him a cola and some grilled chicken legs, but it was just too spicy for him.
Shut up. That's not real.
That's real.
That's real.
Yeah.
That is real.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That is hilarious.
He called the police because his spicy McChicken, whatever it was too spicy for him.
Yeah. Oh, it's in China.
Whatever.
The spicy McChicken, this all happened in China.
Who cares?
Maybe they're just not used to, like,
happened.
Spicy.
Yes, ha. They have sriracha.
Oh, that's right. Okay. You're right. So that's not breaking news.
That's... Yes, it is. Okay. Breaking news. A dude seriously called the cops for that reason. How dare you, sir?
Oh, wow. It is just before 7 o'clock, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, of course. Mad Lib Monday.
Mad Lib Monday.
We'll be rocking one of those bad boys. It is cover to cover today as well. You can get your suggestions in right now. But really, get them in now because we need a good idea.
We don't know what to do for cover to cover. And
so
we need your
gotta
help.
Get that. Yeah.
You can just do that now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
There you go. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The Rocket Boys. Marching to the palace.
That sounds like they are marching to the palace.
Steve on Mitch. Good morning.
Hey.
505-338-3700, the phone number, by the way. If you would like to request a culture, I mean, not a culture shock, cover to cover. Cover to cover coming up at 9 o'clock, and we do it every single Monday.
We have a few suggestions on Facebook. You can also get them there.
Yeah?
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
What do we got so far?
John Mark McMillan.
Okay.
Demon Hunter. We already played 21 Pilots, Bill.
Like,
just so you know.
Like last week.
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks ago.
We can't do that. It was 2 weeks ago,
It's too soon. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, so how about some red jumpsuit for cover?
That's not a bad idea.
Thank you.
I like that
one.
All right, thanks.
Bye. Have a good day.
You too. That's a good one.
That was a good one.
I like that one, too.
I'm okay with that one.
They are coming in concert Tuesday, February 12th.
Yes, Lobo Theater. It's going to be amazing. They're coming with Spoken.
You've never seen them, huh?
No.
Okay.
I haven't.
They throw down live. Can I just say, they put on an amazing show, faux show. It's incredible. Had a chance to catch them. In fact, the last couple times I've come through, big fan of the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. They sell out Albuquerque every time they come. And so if you're a fan of the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus or just good shows in general, get your tickets now. They're only $15. And Adria hasn't come in yet. So I'm assuming that we still have them. If they're online, then they are still available.
Yes, if they are not shut down.
They will be pulled. Yeah, once the venue sells out, because it's at the Lobo Theater, nice intimate venue. So tickets are only $15. Get them now at mystaticradio.com. Hello.
Hey, this is Sean. How you guys doing?
Doing well, Sean.
Hey, I haven't called it for a long time.
I know. I haven't heard from Matthew this morning. Which, oddly enough, man, you as best friends sound a lot alike.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird. It was funny this morning when he called out, I was watching the studio camera, and you don't know. You wouldn't say anything. It was funny.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
He wasn't saying anything. It's crazy. You have to say something.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
You guys just sound so much alike that he can't take it. You guys must be really, really good friends.
You know what we could do, since you guys are best friends? Because Matthew from Albuquerque texts in song requests all the time.
That's right.
And we've got two lines. What we could do
is have both of you on the phone.
On the phone, and then we can call Matthew from Albuquerque.
We could. Do you want to call Matthew?
He's on the bus right now.
But doesn't he have a cell phone?
He's on the bus right now. Hey.
Doesn't he have a cell phone right now?
He's on the bus.
That's okay.
Hey.
Doesn't he have a cell phone?
Hey.
I have it right here.
Don't push it.
Come on.
No, I don't know.
Well, it's good to talk to you, Sean,
yes,
from Albuquerque.
Is.
Yep. Can I get a request?
Yes.
Further Seems Forever, So Cold.
All right, man.
Will do.
Okay, talk to you guys later.
Okay.
I really wanted to call Matthew, and you weren't going to let me.
I wasn't, because I didn't want to do that. I mean, I felt like that was good enough. If you don't know what we're talking about, please listen to the podcast. Matthew from Albuquerque called us in the 6 o'clock hour this morning. His best friend, Sean Siegler.
Yes.
We know is real because he's got a Twitter account, and that just makes you real. Manti Te'o's girlfriend!
Have we been catfished? Have we been catfished?
Maybe.
Oh, no.
I think we kind of have.
I just got really attached.
So here's the thing. I found the story, and much like us, you know, you always hear the phrase, like, what are you, been living under a rock? You've never heard of catfishing?
Right? Yeah, I've heard that.
You haven't watched Downton Abbey? What are you, living under a rock? What are you, living under a rock?
But it wasn't a rock. It was a rock lobster.
Ooh. No, it was a rock. I saw the story, and it just blew my mind. A reporter recently visited Benito Hernandez Santa Marta de la Cruz Villarreal. That's a really long name.
Yeah, that...
They live in... Well, they live 50 miles south of Texas. Hernandez is a farmer. He plants and collects candelilla plant. It's used in making candelilla wax.
Candle
Unless
wax.
Unless it's candelilla.
I think it's just candle wax.
Candelilla.
We'll just say candles.
Anyways. 55 years ago, when Benito was 8, he was in a field south of Tejas, and he saw this boulder. It was the biggest boulder he's ever seen in his life. And he saw that boulder, and like any, you know, crazy 8-year-old, he said, "One day I'm going to live there." "One day I'm going to live in that rock." 20 years later, he secured the rights to the land.
Oh, gosh, he really did it.
And he started coming there and carving out stuff.
How do you carve out
every
3 to 4 months. I guess that makes sense.
And quite literally now, him and his lady live under a rock. How crazy is this? Look at that.
Can I see?
There's a photo.
Wow.
Couple literally lives under a giant boulder that he just kind of carved into. Beautiful home.
Yeah. I mean, he did a great job.
He says it's cold.
Yeah.
Definitely. But I guess, do you need a refrigerator in a rock?
No, because it's cold enough. You just put it up against the wall. Right?
All weekend,
that's amazing.
I was forced against my will by my wife to go look at houses. She loves house hunting. But we've never really been serious about it. Here's the hardest part about moving is moving,
the moving
and packing
part.
Everything. And so we were talking about like having a garage sale. Mm-hmm. We've never had one.
Really? That is worse than moving.
Two, it's like almost February, so you know it's going to be really cold, mm-hmm. and so nobody's going to want a garage sale. Three, it would be the oddest garage sale ever because it would involve a stand-up Asteroids machine, some Star Wars toys.
That's the coolest.
My original Transformer figures. I was thinking about like getting rid of all the our package toys.
No,
because
no, I'm telling
we need
you.
To buy a house.
Okay, so you put them online. You don't do that. Do you know how much you're going to get for those?
I don't know.
A quarter, maybe.
For a garage sale? At a garage sale?
Maybe a quarter.
I'm not going to be finagled by grandma. Come on.
No, it's not grandma.
Oh.
It's why so expensive? Why?
So, these are collector's
you're
items.
You're not going to sell them.
This is an original Return of the Jedi Luke Skywalker action
you
figure.
You won't sell them.
Still packaged?
Hey.
I'm not selling you this for a quarter. Get off my property.
Okay.
You've insulted me. That's what I would do.
No. See, you wouldn't sell them.
No?
No,
okay.
You would not.
So
I
don't
promise
have a garage
you.
Sale.
No.
Okay.
You cannot. No, you can have a garage sale.
You
just not with that
like
stuff.
You can call it like a nerdy.
Nerd sale?
Nerdy. I don't know what I would call it.
You can put them on.
I feel like it would just be like walking into a comic shop because like all my comics.
You wouldn't sell anything for what you wanted it to. Because what they expect is, oh, you have all this stuff. Can I just put everything in a box and give you $10? Like,
no.
Anything that they can fit in a box, they just want to give you, like,
$5. First of all, you don't want to squeeze that into it. That's the original packaging. It's still in mint condition. You don't squeeze that in. No, you don't put
you're
that anywhere.
You're not selling this stuff. You're not going to.
I just don't want to move it all.
Okay. You're gonna
I've come to the point in my life where I'd just rather give it up.
Hey. Huh. I'm here to help.
Okay.
When you're moving, count me in.
Okay. That's one person.
And you know I'll help.
And Kelly, because he's always drugged to these things because of you.
Drugged to these things?
Yes, probably literally.
Drugged
to these things.
Oh, that's not true. That's not true.
He was excited to help paint our house. That was fun.
Hey, so I have a suggestion for your garage sale.
Okay.
Why don't you donate all your cool toys to Static, and then people can buy them as something to donate for.
Dude, that's not a bad idea.
That's a great idea.
Because I love Star Wars, and I would buy a toy from you.
I see, and I have every original figure like packaged and
we could totally rep. It's true.
You should donate them to Static Radio and raise money.
This is actually a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you do because I want to buy most of
See, have a buyer already.
Right on. Thanks for the call.
Awesome. Thank
All right.
you.
Sweet.
Bye.
All right. That's a great idea.
She's not going to forget that.
None of that money would go to me.
Oh, you're so selfish.
We're buying a house.
You're so selfish.
I need money to buy a house.
Whatever.
Just kidding.
So anyways, yeah, so I was forced to go look at a bunch of houses this weekend. None as interesting as this Boulder. I guess it's...
I feel like it'd always be uncomfortable.
It's in Mexico's northern state of Coahuila. I can't
say
it.
Aren't you Spanish? Don't you know...
Static!
Hi, it's Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Karen.
I had a friend that built a house out of tires.
Are you serious? The band is Fever. Mystery of Love. Good morning, Static
Radio.
Hey. Let's keep going, Mitch.
7:32 now.
Wait, what does that mean?
That means it's...
Just another Mad Lib Monday.
I don't wish it was Sunday. Let's just move forward.
I do because the Super Bowl.
Let's move forward.
Because the Super Bowl's this coming Sunday.
Sunday.
So.
Yeah.
But Mad Lib Monday is pretty cool too.
No, it's the best.
Hey. I guess that means I gotta actually look for a Mad Lib, huh?
Yes. Are you kidding me? You went to your email. We're looking at. Oh,
look at the penguin.
Aww. Soup's cute.
What?
Soup's cute. I was just... Soup's cute.
Okay.
Soups.
The phone number is 505-338-3700.
It is Mad Lib Monday.
Give me a number between 1 through 12-ish. 1 through 20.
9.
Okay.
5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. No!
Oh, I've already done that one.
Oh, 10.
Okay. Why not?
I think we've done that one.
Newspaper ads?
Yeah. Well, I know maybe we haven't. Oh, my gosh. All right. Give us a call. 505-338-3700. It is Mad Lib Monday. We do it every single Monday.
That's right.
Thanks to Mr. Mad Lib, who died a while ago. Now I know what a Mad Lib is.
That's right. The creator of Mad Libs passed away, and that's how it all began.
Yes.
It's amazing how stuff works out.
Now I know what a Mad Lib is.
There you go. Static.
Hey, what kind of word you need?
I need an adjective.
Purple.
That'll work.
Purple.
All right, man. Thanks.
I just always have to look up adjectives. I don't even.
505-338-3700, the phone number, if you would like to join us for Mad Lib Monday.
And you do. Trust me. You never want to miss out on this.
Or you can Facebook us, too. Give us a list. It's usually what happens. Static.
Hello?
What is it?
I need an adjective.
Ugly.
Ugly?
Yeah.
All right. That'll work. Such a sad word from such a cute little voice.
I know. I was like, oh, wow.
505-338-3700. Wow, I need a lot of adjectives.
Right, which is why I'm trying to get to a site with a lot of adjectives so I can just start giving you great words.
No. I feel like that's cheating.
I don't think so.
We need them from the people. 505-338-3700. It is Mad Lib Monday. And we need your phone calls. Static.
What do you need?
I need another adjective.
Protruding.
What is it?
Protruding.
Yeah.
Protruding. All right. Can do. It's
protruding.
Mm-hmm. Protruding.
T-R-U-D-I-N-G. Protruding. Ding.
Ah. Again, congratulations to Jack Jeter, who... this last week.
Placed
third in the fifth grade spelling bee that I mentioned. He's
amazing.
In third grade. He's the best. Static!
What kind of word do you need?
I need an adverb.
Adverb. Okay. Cheerfully?
Cheerfully. I like that.
Good job.
That'll work.
Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome. I was...
Is it cheerfully or
yes.
Cheerfully?
No, you're right. No.
Cheerfully.
L-Y, yes.
This makes me spell. I don't like this game.
Yeah, you're not very good at it right now.
I'm not.
Like, during Mad Lib Monday, you just type things
that's
up.
Because
it
doesn't
even make sense.
Doesn't matter. Static.
Hey, guys. It's Calvin from Hobbs.
Hey, Calvin from Hobbs.
How's it going?
Pretty good. What kind of word do you guys need?
I need an adjective.
An adjective? Rough.
Rough. All right. That'll work.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
thank
Calvin.
You.
I like Calvin from
Calvin
Hobbs.
Calvin from Hobbs.
It's a good one.
Don't worry. You need a noun.
I need a noun. You know what's great about Calvin from Hobbs? His name.
Yeah. And it's practically a little comic strip.
Did you ever read Calvin and Hobbs?
No, not a whole lot, but I know what it is.
Dude, growing up,
That was it.
That was the jam. And then they made the stupid little sticker thing where Calvin was like peeing on something, and I was why did you ruin that? He was so sweet. Now he's on Ford trucks. Why would he do that? Why does he hate Ford? Static.
What do you need?
I need a noun.
Chats.
Chaps?
Chat.
Chat, like C-H-A-T, as in Tom?
No, I'm going with chaps. I like chaps better.
Okay.
You know, like chaps.
Yeah. Maybe. My parents used to wear chaps.
Really?
They're bikers.
Ah, yes.
The leather chaps.
505-338-3700, the phone number.
They had the fringe on the side.
Can I add leather to it then? Yes. When we read it?
Yes.
Can I add leather chaps?
Leather
chaps. Oh, wait. Leather is leather an adjective then? Because it's a describing word.
Yeah. You can't say leather.
Fine.
Yeah. It's... You're good at this.
505-338-3700. Good morning.
What would you like?
Noun. I need a noun.
Devil cat.
Devil cat.
How about Michelle's devil cat?
Yes, DJ! All right. Michelle's devil cat. All right.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's good.
I love her, and so do 41 other people. So.
Ugh. I was waiting for you to like bring this up today because apparently you haven't noticed how many followers you have.
Did you unfollow me?
I don't know. 505-338-3700 is the phone number.
I don't ever pay attention to my followers.
Static.
What do you need?
I need an adjective.
White.
White. That's good. That's descriptive.
That's a good
Thanks for the call.
Did you really unfollow me?
505-338-3700, the phone number.
I think you tried to prove a point every time you unfollow me, and it's not going to happen.
Really? Because this dude is not refollowing.
Okay.
I don't refollow once I've un.
Why do you even like get on Instagram? You don't post anything.
No clue.
You should delete your Instagram.
Maybe I will.
That'd be good.
I never will.
You might.
505-338-3700. The phone number. It's Mad Lib Monday. Dude, we need a lot of words. I picked a crazy one with way too many words. Static.
What's up?
Need an adjective.
Slimy.
All right, I'm going to have you give me another one. How about another adjective as well?
Another adjective. How about fluffy?
Fluffy. Yeah. All right. Slimy and fluffy in the same. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, man, thanks. Okay. 505-338-37.
I'm going to go back to this whole Instagram thing.
Oh, man.
Can I just say that unlike you, I don't pay attention to my followers. I don't pay attention to how many followers I have. You, on the other hand...
I don't know how many I have, 465.
You, on the other hand, are like, oh, I just got 3 new followers, did you? Man, that brings me up to 465 followers. Where are you at? Like, 300 and what?
Where are you at? I really have 465.
Yeah, I know.
I was joking.
No, you weren't joking. Because
I don't really
you
keep track of
you
that.
Weren't joking because you always know how many followers you have, who's following you. All you want to do is have a lot of followers.
Well, I don't follow people who put up mostly cat photos, and somebody
mostly
put up three cat photos. Three out of the last four photos were cat photos.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Because I actually got a lot of good pictures of cats.
That's it for me. 505-338-3700.
I think you're better that my pictures
number.
Are way better than yours.
It's 505-338-3700. It is Mad Lib Monday. So we need your brains on this one.
Do you need another adjective?
No, I need a noun, actually.
Noun.
Yeah. Mm. We've already used your devil cat, so can't do that.
She's not the devil cat. Only half the time is she the devil cat.
Stever.
You need some help.
Need a noun.
Burrito.
Burrito. There you go. Burrito. That's it.
Oh, man. Just the way he said it. 505-338-3700 is the phone number.
Need another noun.
It is Mad Lib Monday. We need your calls.
Please.
We need your words. We need a noun. Oh, speaking
of. Probably 17 other adjectives. What?
Coming up at 10 o'clock-ish. Want to remind everybody we're going to be popping off the air.
Oh, yes.
In the 10 o'clock hour, possibly.
Possibly.
Possibly. Hopefully. I'm actually hoping we're popping off the air. Because that means our engineer is here, and he's installing our new soundboard!
Yay!
Static.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
What do you
guys need?
I need a noun.
A noun?
Mm-hmm.
Psychopath.
Wow. Okay. Thank you for the word.
Thank you. Have fun spelling that one.
Really?
Yes.
A psycho.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Psychopath.
No, wrong. There's an H between the C and the O.
Psychopath. Psychopath.
No, there's a... Please. H.
Psycho.
Psycho.
Psychopath.
Yes.
Right. Geographical location? Really? Static.
What do you need?
A geographical location.
Rwanda.
Rwanda. That is a geographical location. Thank you.
Wow.
505-338-3700. What? Rwanda?
Yeah, it sounds
spelling it totally correctly.
I think you are, actually.
Yeah. Cool, we only need 7 more words! Okay. Why did I pick this one?
I'm going to give you an adjective.
All right.
Vivacious.
Vivacious?
Mm-hmm.
Vivacious.
Look at you spelling it correctly, almost.
Yeah, I know. Static!
Okay.
I need an adjective.
How about tall?
Tall?
Yeah.
All right. I'll take tall. Thank you for the call.
Suji, there, it rhymed.
505-338-3700. If you call in, make sure you turn your radio down, because I think what keeps happening is people are calling in, but then they get confused, so they keep hanging up.
Yeah.
Don't hang up. It's just that we're on a delay.
Just turn your radio down.
Hey.
I need an adjective.
Tasty.
Tasty. This is going to be very interesting.
I know, right? All right. Thanks for the call. Person in room.
You.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
It's always me.
You find me.
We put Michelle's devil cat, though.
So you.
Who else is in the room?
Just you.
We got Stanley, the scorpion.
No.
We got Larry, the cucumber.
No, you.
We got Spider-Man. He's in the room.
You. We're not children.
Stever's in the room.
You.
Static.
Wouldn't need.
We need a person in the room, so who should we put?
Rhino.
Rhino.
Is he in the room?
But Rhino's not in the room. You're on the phone.
I'm in my room.
Okay, you can put him.
I want to put Ryan Sandberg then.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, good.
Wait, hold on. Right. Let's get another one from him.
All right.
That was way too easy. Way too easy. Next.
Yeah, we need a noun.
A noun? Deodorant.
Deodorant.
Good.
All right,
thank you.
That's a good one.
He looked around his room and said, "Oh, deodorant."
That's good if that's like an issue. All right.
Yeah, no,
last word. Final word. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Longest Mad Lib in the history of Mad Libs. I need an adjective.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hmm.
That was beautiful.
Are we ready for this?
Yes. Are you ready for this? Because you got a lot of reading to do.
Man.
You'd add 17,000 words. I almost said 17, but I knew that wasn't enough.
No, it wasn't. All right. Mad Lib Monday. The title is Newspaper Ads. For sale, 1957 sedan. This purple car is in an ugly condition. It was formerly owned by a protruding school teacher who always drove it cheerfully. There's rough chaps in the back seat and a chrome Michelle's Devil Cat on the hood. Has a white paint job, slimy tires, and the back opens out into a fluffy burrito. We'll consider taking a slightly used psychopath in trade. Wow.
Read it.
I'm not done.
Read it.
Lost in the vicinity of Rwanda, a vivacious French poodle with tall hair and a tasty tail. Answers to the name of Ryan Sandberg, and when last seen was carrying deodorant in its mouth. A beautiful reward is offered. I don't know how I feel.
Oh my God.
I feel violated.
My mind feels violated. My heart. Oh my God.
Oh! And we do it every single Monday.
Mad Lib Monday.
That's right.
Just another Mad Lib Monday.
Thanks to everybody who called in and gave us words.
I wish it was Sunday.
I'm going to go scrub my mind.
Yeah.
Coming right back, we got some Matt and Toby for you.
Yeah.
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
weeks.
I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
That's right.
Good morning.
Hey.
8:03 now. Happy Monday, everybody. Just heard from Spoken.
We did. Okay.
Who will be here on February 12th.
Tuesday, it is actually their album release.
Yeah, the day their new record comes out after 5 years. We've been waiting.
We have. For 5 years, actually.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Around that time.
So they got a record release show along with the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, who will be throwing it down the Lobo. So tickets are $15. They're going fast. If you would like to go to the show, get your tickets now. MyStaticRadio.com. 100% of the proceeds benefit the station, which is awesome. Just a rad fundraiser / way of you guys getting a super fun show out of it. So
yeah.
Static.
Well, good morning, Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey,
in the morning.
Hey, little one.
I don't know what's going on, but I was trying to sleep peacefully, and I heard some yelling, and so I wanted to wake up and make sure somebody wasn't on fire. I didn't know what in the HE double hockey six was going on.
We don't either.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, somebody that was yelling just now on the radio.
Oh, on the radio.
Okay. Spoken.
Yes.
But they didn't really yell.
There was yelling going on the radio?
It was very scary to wake up to.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
You were playing some music. I guess it was yelling, and then I figured it was music.
We played Spoken, but they don't really yell in that song.
Well, I liked that now that I know who it is. But
nope,
at first, it was scary.
No yelling.
And you know what, Mitch? Yesterday, I wanted to say, really, I'm calling because I was hoping I would get up early enough to tell you I heard you yesterday on the radio by yourself.
Yep.
I thought you were 2.0.
Oh, nope. It's just me.
You were very good, and I like your set, and I was proud of you.
Thank you. It's so sweet.
Yes, I think you did very good, and I noticed you weren't taking any requests, but that's okay, too. And, I was wondering, could I get a request?
Yes.
Well, I think I'm going to have to hear. Well, I'll wait till way too early Wednesday. But how about some Amberlin?
Okay.
But it has to be Finn.
Okay.
Okay, we will.
Would that be all right?
Yes.
Well, and I'll see you at the show.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Yes,
Tuesday,
yes, because we have to dedicate Static Radio. We have to help every proceed event we can get to, and people need to come. If it's not already sold out, I'm surprised.
Right.
Me too.
I agree with you.
Yeah, the people need to get on it. I don't know what's the problem, but I figured I'd call it and shake it up a little.
There you go.
All right, you guys, have a great day, and God bless.
You
all
too.
All right, you too, little one. There it is.
Okay.
That was okay. Some Amberlin coming up.
I thought she said that I could wait till way too early Wednesday.
Yeah, we were already going to play some Amberlin coming up anyways.
So
I got some bad news. My kids are huge Lego people.
Yeah.
Like, we just build. As we're getting ready to quote-unquote move, possibly.
You're going to have to go buy a bigger house,
guys,
because of the Legos.
Yeah. Hey, here's the deal. We got to clean out your room because you got to, like, model your home or whatever so that people are like, ooh,
I want this
house. And so we got to get rid of a bunch of stuff, and we got to, like, start packing up a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we started, like, taking down a bunch of Legos. Now, one Lego set that actually both of my boys were begging for Christmas, that we didn't get them because it was, like, ridiculously expensive.
Right.
Lego sets these days are just crazy.
I am super confused as to why they're so expensive. I don't get it.
Yeah.
And while I think they are cool,
because people are willing to pay that.
Right. I think they're really cool.
Yeah.
However, $100, I just don't get it.
Yeah, this Lego set sells for $120.
Yes, you know.
So.
No, actually. No.
And sadly, it's come under fire recently.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
No way.
Jabba's Palace from Return of the Jedi. Which is funny, because both of my boys, it was like the set for them. Dude.
That's it.
Please. And we said, not everybody's as happy about Return of the Jedi becoming Legos as the Jeter boys. Some Turks in Austria say that Legos Jabba's Palace set looks like a mosque.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
And that Lego Star Wars villain Jabba the Hutt perpetuates racism and prejudice towards Muslims among children who play with Legos.
Okay.
I know my 7-year-old, when he's playing with Legos, the first thing he thinks about is racial prejudice.
Well, obviously.
I know.
Well, that's what I thought about every single time I watched a Disney movie. I'm like, man.
Yep.
I know what they're saying.
Ninjago?
Ninjago, yes, I
that's
heard
like
about
the,
him.
That's the, like, ninja guys?
Yeah.
Racist.
Oh, obviously.
They perpetuate Asians in a crazy leg. I have nothing.
No, why?
This is stupid.
Lego racism?
This is terrible.
They're being racist.
Yeah,
okay.
Apparently. They've lodged a formal complaint over Lego's Jabba's Palace set, saying that Lego is encouraging racial prejudice and negative images of Muslims over Jabba the Hutt. I'm not making this up.
I'm pretty sure.
This is a problem, apparently. Jabba the Hutt's Lego Palace, apparently, looks like a mosque. And not just any mosque. They say Istanbul's great. Oh, man, of course I have to try and
Hagia
say that.
Sophia and another mosque in Beirut.
Jami al-Kabir. Is that it?
Kabir. Obviously. I mean, where else would they get the idea? The inspiration?
The General Secretary of Turkish Cultural Community confirmed that Lego had been contacted by an official with the complaint, and that an Austrian toy store removed the offending Lego sets. They said it's apparent that for the figure of the repulsive bad guy Jabba in the whole scenario, racial prejudices and hidden suggestions against Orientals. Orientals?
Is that okay?
That's their quote.
Is that politically correct?
No.
I'm offended.
Rugs are Oriental.
I'm offended by what they just said, and I am not Asian.
Against Orientals and Asians.
Wait, what? Now I'm confused.
Yes, that's
now
what they
say.
Now
I'm confused. Because let me tell you something. Oriental ramen soup is
right.
Like the Asian type whatever soup, right? So now I'm confused. What are Orientals? Should I Google this?
Orientals and Asians were used as deceitful and criminal personalities, slaveholders, leaders of criminal organizations, terrorists, criminals, murderers.
End
quote.
I'm not sure what they're saying.
Obviously, Jabba the Hutt, for those of us who have seen and love Return of the Jedi, is one of the greatest movies of all time. Mitch.
Yeah, I'm sure. Sure it is.
He's like a slug. You know, could you point Jabba the Hutt out in a lineup?
He's the gross one, right?
Yeah,
I could point him out.
Hey, Jabba, no, yeah.
But he's like really gross and annoying, right?
Yeah.
Okay, like.
Huge tongue.
Yeah.
He's got this little guy named Salacious Crumb.
Is he the one that like.
That laughs at everything.
Does he die?
I'm not. Spoiler alert.
He dies, right? And they like co-open his. Okay, yeah.
No.
What happened?
No, my gosh, no.
How does he die?
That's so vulgar and gross.
No, it's right here, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Slave Leia, Princess
yes.
Leia, in her slave outfit. She's got a chain.
Does it. And I was like, how did she do that? How did she do that? That's what
because
I thought
she's
the entire
Princess
time.
Leia, bro. Hello. So Jabba the Hutt, bad guy.
Oh,
enslaves Princess Leia, has Han Solo frozen in carbonite, and just has him on the wall as like, I don't know, a centerpiece.
Obviously.
Of his pad, tries to kill Luke Skywalker. He's a bad dude.
Okay.
And so now some Muslims are saying, hey, you're painting us out to be villains.
Mm.
You're painting us out to be smugglers. You're painting us out to be the bad guys
and
from Return of the Jedi. And we are not the bad guys from Return of the Jedi.
Obviously. Okay.
Here's what sucks about this whole thing. Spokesperson for Lego says, quote, the Lego Star Wars product, Jabba's Palace, does not reflect any actual existing buildings, people, unless you've seen Return of the Jedi, or any of the mentioned mosques. The Lego minifigures are all modeled on characters from the movie.
So how is this a big deal? How did this make national news?
Yeah. We regret that the product has caused the members of the Turkish cultural community to come to a wrong interpretation, but point out that when designing the product, only the fictional content of the Star Wars saga were referred to. However, some toy stores in Austria have pulled the sets for fear out of, you know, hey.
Well, yeah.
We are upsetting Muslim people over here. Let's pull these Lego sets so that bad things don't happen.
Uh-huh.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
This is happening right now.
Right.
Because they're saying that Jabba's palace perpetuates racism and prejudice towards Muslims.
Can I clear up the definition of Oriental?
Yes.
It's of or relating to the countries of the Orient or people or their peoples or cultures. So like Eastern culture. So it's not just Oriental. Oriental's like a broad statement.
Okay.
So I didn't know that until just now.
Now you know.
Now I know.
It's like the Orient.
See, now I get it. You didn't say Orient, but Orientals totally threw me off.
Sorry. It was a statement on the Turkish Cultural Community's website.
Now I get it.
So, 505-338-3700, the phone number. But basically, Turks in Austria say that Lego's Jabba's palace set looks like a mosque. They're perpetuating racism and prejudice towards Muslims. And Lego needs to do something about it. Are we becoming, like...
We're afraid of offending people.
I guess for
weird
once
being,
it's not, yeah.
Not us. But.
For once it's not Christians that are offending somebody.
Yeah.
Because usually it's just something somebody said and it's like, you can't say that, that's offensive. Now even Lego is angering people.
No, that's the thing. I mean, most companies are becoming like that. They don't want to offend anyone. They want to be politically correct. And pretty much they can say something and it totally wouldn't make any sense, but as long as it's not offending anyone, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, I watch Homeland, so I'll tell you what, I would pull the Lego set immediately.
Oh my gosh. Traffic? I have to do traffic. Traffic.
Sorry.
There's median work, Eubank North between Montgomery and Academy. There's also road construction. The right lane is closed on Manal at 12th and more construction work. Left lane closed central between Airport and 65th Street. And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And Lego racism among us. You know what stinks is they're putting Jabba's palace and all this stuff up, saying that you know these are evil and vile and they're perpetuating racism. What about my iPhone case? Because it's Han Solo frozen in carbonite. That was hanging in Jabba's palace, and they're saying that was evil because he had Han Solo frozen in carbonite and he's like hanging out as a centerpiece. That's my iPhone case. In fact, if you text me, Chewie's voice like cries out in horror because he sees his best friend frozen in carbonite.
I think...
Is that too much?
I feel like that is just someone who's overly obsessed with a specific series. Not anything dangerous. Like, dangerous for you.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But not for anyone else.
Okay. All right. Lego racism all around us. Oh,
all around
sorry.
Us.
Chewie's crying out in horror.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, one lane at Central and Coors, one lane at Central and Unser. So
it's awful
in that area. Yeah, so be careful if you're over on that area town. Also, just because it's Central and Coors.
Yeah, just be careful.
So just be careful in general.
Always. Have your doors locked.
There you go. Got some Amberlin for you. What a Monday. Cover to Cover coming up at 9. Get your request in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
First thing about love.
Thrice. Moving Mountains. Static Radio. Good morning.
That was kind of a perfect song for this morning.
Yeah?
Yes. I feel like it's weird. The sky is so bright right now. But
it's super, like, cloudy and
dark,
blue, like, purplish.
Yeah, so I know that the sun is just, like, shining through one little spot, but the clouds are black looking.
Yeah, it's interesting outside right now.
I feel weird.
It is Monday, which means Cover to Cover coming up at 9 o'clock. We've kind of narrowed it down.
Yes.
We had multiple Reliant K suggestions. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Still time to get your request in. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you would like to suggest a record. We also did get a call for the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, who will be here February 12th.
Yep.
February 12th at the Lobo Theater along with Spoken. Tickets are only $15. You can get them right now at MyStaticRadio.com.
And you probably do want to get them right now because they are going really fast and probably won't be available at the door.
Yeah, exactly. So get your tickets now. Sadly, for King & Country, and Poema.
We had to turn people away.
We had to turn hundreds of people away at the door. The line was all the way around Central into Richmond. And a lot of those people, sadly, did not have tickets in advance. And so we were kind of... That was fun for us to run around and tell people.
Yeah, well, I didn't... Yeah.
Yeah. I spoke a lot. You just stood next to me.
You went crazy. I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
You just went crazy and you started yelling and I wasn't going to also yell.
So do yourself a favor. If you want to see the red jumpsuit apparatus in Spoken in concert, get your tickets.
Tell you what, I'm going to take that bullhorn and I will talk normal while you yell.
All right. Get your tickets now at mystaticradio.com and don't say we didn't warn you because tickets are going very quickly. And we're still talking about them, even though we haven't heard from AG yet this morning, whether or not we can even talk about them. So please get your tickets now. If they're available online, that means they're still available.
Yes,
so,
go for it.
Facebook.com, or not Facebook, I was staring at Facebook.
MyStaticRadio.com.
There you go. It is Monday.
That it is. And in 30 minutes, cover to cover.
If you missed Mad Lib Monday this morning, make sure you check out the podcast. It was definitely interesting,
yeah,
to say the least. Hey, I have good news for me.
What? Good. Good.
Last week, Celeste decided to jump in on the process of what we do.
Yes.
To prepare for a show.
And can I, before we get to the point of this, can I say that it really showed your true character on how you treat me.
Are you serious?
In the first second.
Why?
And I was just like, wow, he's a jerk sometimes. I'm sorry. You're not really... We all love you so much, and you're like a brother to us.
Wow.
But you were very mean in those first few seconds, and then you
How
got super
mean?
Sweet. Oh, hi. I'm nice.
Wow.
I just want to out you on that.
Okay. Thanks. Really?
Well, only sort of.
I'm a loser?
Baby.
Why?
No. I'm sorry. I'll have to make you watch the video.
Apparently, I have to.
Yeah.
I thought it was fun.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a lot of fun. And I wasn't offended by you, but I was like, it doesn't look like... It's kind of like you... Okay. Kind of like that couple that you're like in the store watching them interact, and they look like they're being really mean to each other, but in their minds, they're just being normal. Does that make sense?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Check out the video. Facebook.com/MySaticRadio.
I will make you watch it again.
Celeste started filming us before we knew it, and apparently I was a jerk until I realized there was a camera rolling, and then I became really nice.
Yeah.
Huh. Hmm. Good to know.
Yeah.
So, in said video, I was eating a sandwich that I had acquired that everybody else around
fish.
Here thinks is disgusting.
It was nasty.
Yeah.
And that's actually what we were talking about as the camera started rolling.
Every 2 or 3 months or so, I forget what it does to my stomach, and I'm like, you know what sounds... Somehow good, double Filet-O-Fish.
And it's not. It's actually straight from Satan.
Come to find out, I was reading this story over the weekend. McDonald's fish and their Filet-O-Fish sandwich actually will now, for future reference, not the one I was eating, but will carry a sustainable rating from the Marine Stewardship Council. That fish will be the first from a national chain to carry this rating. Apparently, that's a good... It certifies this Alaskan pollock used in the Filet-O-Fish sandwich actually comes from sustainable fishing practices. So, up until now, not so much.
So what you just ate was not okay?
I guess not. I don't know.
Because it...
It's a group that offers consumers labeling for seafood, apparently. Last year, for example, Whole Foods stopped carrying wild-caught seafood that's red rated, which indicates it's either overfished or caught in a way that harms other
species.
What is
overfished?
Means you're overfishing. That means you're taking too many of the fish.
Okay.
Because, you know, they come and they take a bunch of the fish, but then there's still people that, like, need certain amounts of said fish that, like, live off of that land area who still...
And we're
like,
taking too much, and that's rude.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
So it doesn't mean that the fish was bad, necessarily. Because when I first started reading, I was like freaking out, like, what was I eating then? It wasn't real fish?
No.
What is I?
I don't even care.
I still don't know if it's real fish.
We don't know. It smelled awful.
I know.
It smelled the worst. Yeah, in fact, as soon as you're done, I'm like, here's a piece of gum. Here's a piece of gum. This is gross.
It's one of those things that, like, every couple months I forget, like, one, it makes my tongue numb. The fries are disgusting. And there's, like, so much sodium. I can't even, like, feel my tongue. Like, it just hurts. And then it also hurts my tummy. But... Once every 3 months or so, you forget.
No,
do you
I
have
know.
Anything like that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Actually, yes, I do. It's mayonnaise.
Ugh.
I hate mayonnaise. Okay. But every so often, I'm like, no, it I don't understand. What's going... Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's,
why
disgusting. Yeah. That's... Every single time. And eggs, I can... Okay.
Eggs are so good.
Eggs are so gross.
You would not last in our household. We love breakfast for, like, lunch or dinner.
Oh,
like
I'm
this
okay
weekend.
With that.
Like,
I just don't eat eggs.
Eggs and bacon!
Nope.
And then Sunday, it's the like, where do we want to go? That pancake place! Get some more eggs!
Eggs and pancakes? So gross.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
So gross.
Mm-hmm.
I love the bacon.
So there you go. All right, we are 27 minutes away from Cover to Cover. I don't know. It's kind of looking like Reliant K. There's a bunch of suggestions for Reliant K, so we'll just have to see which record wins. If you would like to suggest a record, you can still do so. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
I'm going to make you watch this video.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Before their eyes, why 6 is afraid of 7.
Why?
Because 7, 8, 9.
Oh.
Yeah. Obviously.
Obviously, it makes so much sense.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. We've got about 15 minutes until it's time for Cover to Cover, which means it's 8:45, which means...
No, hold on.
Oh.
Wait. Why?
Because we do it every day at the 15 and 45.
That's not true. It's not true. We didn't 7:45.
Yeah, we did.
You're not consistent.
Yeah, we did.
Road construction, the right lane is closed. Manal at 12th. There's also crazy construction on Coors down to one lane and
Central. Yeah.
So careful over there.
It's awful.
Ramp restrictions. I-25 south at Avenida Cesar Chavez. It's exit 223. More construction southern at Eubank, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And big thanks to Sopo, Solomon's Porch, for their support of this year's show.
Yes, and support to my stomach.
Ah, yes.
It's important.
Speaking of traffic, the Porsche 917 Le Mans race car. Super gnarly, what? Amazing. Look at that race car.
Ooh, looks like a Hot Wheels.
Right.
Oh, is that what they're supposed to, is that what they're modeling it after?
They led Porsche to the first win at the Le Mans.
Are you sure you're saying that right?
Le Mans.
Le Mans, that's right.
Gorgeous car.
Looks like it.
Check this out. A British journalist, Mark Hales. He, wanted to do an article, do a write-up. He arranged to meet with this retired racer and collector of amazing cars, David Piper, to drive his original Porsche 917 around a British race circuit against a vintage Ferrari as part of a magazine photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
That is very exciting.
We get to do some fun stuff here at the radio station randomly.
Yes, but not that.
Not that. That's pretty huge.
It sounds expensive, honestly.
Yeah. Journalist gets to take out this guy's Porsche. They're going to race it. No biggie. Events like this happen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
People cover stories, write up articles. Writer of the magazine gets an exclusive. The dude who owns the car gets a cool feature on his ride.
Wow.
Now, these cars are worth ridiculous amounts of money.
Are we playing the guessing game?
No.
$200,000.
That's stupid. Way more.
I don't even know what I'm supposed to be guessing.
So, Mark Hales, he's an experienced race driver himself, familiar with older race cars. So the owner said, yeah, I trust you. He's got this. He also paid the owner of the car $3,200 to use the 917 for this magazine article. Right.
Okay.
I mean, it's an exclusive, so it's a big deal. So he does so. The British journalist, Mark Hales. Right. They had an agreement to keep the 917 under 7,000 reps, under 7,000 RPMs, right? You got that?
Yes, I know what that
is. You understand what's happening right now?
Yes, because I learned how to drive on a stick.
Well, sadly, this rider, he's riding around the track in this gorgeous Porsche and accidentally mid-shifted, like he missed the,
yeah,
and just downshifted the, accidentally. Bang! Rev the engine up to 8,200 RPM.
That's
blew
not
the engine.
Oh, wait, hold on. Is the car really worth that much if you rev it up just a little bit over the RPM that it explodes?
8,200 RPM. So that's, I mean, you're
no,
like...
That's a big deal. I understand.
Blew the engine. The journalist argued the gearbox had misshifted and that Piper verbally agreed to cover damages from the track session. Well, last week, Piper saw him in court and he ordered Hales, this writer journalist, to pay not just guess how much the damages were. Just damages to the engine.
Was it more than I guessed before?
Just take a guess. Take a gander.
$500,000.
Really, bro? Come
$250,000.
You're ruining everything. $74,000 in damages.
Okay, see, I asked you a question you didn't answer.
That's just damages. That doesn't include costs and fees as well.
Mm-hmm.
Grand total of $174,000.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal.
This journalist is going to lose his home, go into bankruptcy, just to pay back this guy for driving his Porsche.
So every reaction I have, like whenever I go into a really expensive store,
yeah,
if I'm like, ooh, that's a really nice pair of shoes, I'm gonna look. Oh my gosh, put it down.
Don't even look at it.
Don't even
breathe on it.
If it breaks, we cannot pay for that. So
I guess some British auto enthusiasts set up a donation fund for Hales, and they're trying to pressure Piper to throw the entire case away,
which he's not.
But, yeah, dude, British journalist, over rev, 8,200 RPMs, blew the engine in this Porsche 917. Okay. So here's the thing, though. He blew the engine.
Should he pay for it?
He blew the engine.
Okay, put yourself in this situation. You are a journalist. You're getting a story.
Uh-huh.
You
paid $3,200 already to the driver to have access to the car for this story.
Yes, and he offers you to drive it. You can drive it.
Right.
You can drive it.
Uh-huh.
Would you drive it?
In high school.
Now. Would you drive it now?
In high school, I had a Harley.
Mm-hmm.
I had a Harley Davidson motorcycle.
Mm-hmm.
1200 Sportster Custom. And a friend of mine was like, dude, please.
No.
And I'm like, no to everyone. No. Well, a buddy of mine, Ben, had a motorcycle as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, you know what? He owns a motorcycle. I trust him. So, of course, what happens
is he's driving it up.
I wasn't with him, obviously. I'm in the driveway, like, waiting and waiting, and all of a sudden I'm waiting and waiting. And he comes back, like, limping, like, pushing my bike. And I'm like, what
did you do?
And apparently a car pulled out in front of him, and he dumped the bike. Dropped the bike.
Yeah, he dumped it.
Oh, the damage. I'm in high school.
This is your mode
this is my
of
bike.
Transportation.
Yeah, and it's my bait. I mean, I saved and saved and saved and saved and saved and bought myself a Harley.
But that wasn't his fault because someone else didn't look twice.
Did his parents and or him ever pay a penny for my motorcycle?
Probably not.
None dollars. Fully his fault. Granted, the car pulled out in front of him. Now, does that mean this guy shouldn't have to pay? I don't know. See, because I obviously still remember it, and it still bums me out.
He doesn't have the money. Like, he can't pay.
Static.
Hello? No.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Journalist borrows his car, blows the engine, $174,000 in damage.
He's going to lose his house, which probably won't cover it.
And he shouldn't have driven the Porsche if he couldn't have handled it.
Okay, put yourself in the situation.
I know.
Would you drive it? Now.
No, would I drive that Porsche? Absolutely not. Under no circumstances. I don't care how cool it was. Because sometimes around here,
totally
we get those random things where, like, yo one time got to go drive, like, the brand new, you know, Ford something. I think it was, like, the new Mustang or something when it came out. I'm like, have fun. Because they have media days, and you get to go test drive, and you can do all those things. I didn't even want to go. I didn't want
to
look at it.
You didn't want to be tempted to drive the car?
Yes, because I'd want to drive it, and I know that I know that I know. No, absolutely not. Would I have taken the Porsche? No.
Okay.
Dude, that car is worth more than I'll ever make in my entire life and my house and everything I've ever owned in my entire life. There's no way I would ever want to get in the driver's seat of that car. I would be terrified. Okay. And just like this guy, this journalist, if you're just joining us, drove this Porsche 917, made an agreement with the owner. Hey, we're doing this for a feature. He paid him $3,200 to use the car. And promised he wouldn't rev it over 7,000 RPMs. Well, instead he over-revved the engine to 8,200 RPMs, blew the engine. The rider says, dude, the gearbox, it misshifted. It's not my fault. And now he's, out $174,000.
That's like a big deal.
What do you think? Do you think that the journalist should have to pay the $174,000?
I don't think he can.
Well, of course he can't.
So why are they even going to try? Well, they're not going to get that. How is this even going to work? Like, it's just ruining a guy's life for a mistake that wasn't even, like, that big of a deal. I understand.
He blew the engine on a Porsche 917!
And the person who owns...
$174,000 it cost the owner to fix.
You're not telling me that the person who owns it doesn't have that money.
Right. No, I hear what you're saying.
He has the money.
I hear what you're saying.
That's like...
Socialist.
That's like... shut up. I just think it's...
Oh, he's rich. He can afford it, so we should just let him have to pay for
it. No, I think he should show grace.
I hear what you're saying about that.
I think he should show grace. I think the guy should have the character to stand up and say, you know what? I will do this if this is what you want me to do.
Man.
I will ruin my entire life.
Yeah.
My entire savings, my family, my household, everything, I will give it up. But I really think that I do to just show some grace.
It'd be nice.
Yeah.
We'll keep you updated on what happens with the Porsche and with the owner. So, I found that at Yahoo Auto, by the way, if you'd like to check out more on the story. Coming right back, cover to cover. We'll announce who it is and what
shortly.
Record won. Yeah, Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. All right, it is 9 o'clock.
It is.
Time for cover to cover. Thanks to everybody who suggested stuff on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got a few suggestions for Reliant K. One of them coming from Rhino.
Which we just might play.
Yeah, we're going to. The record is called Forget and Not Slow Down. One of their most recent records. In fact, 3 years. 3 years now. Gosh,
dang.
Has it been that long? So, but I absolutely love this record. And it was a good suggestion from Rhino, who chimed in on Mad Lib Monday today.
So helpful.
To everybody who wanted Reliant K, here you go. Forget and Not Slow Down is the record. Cover to cover with Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Yeah, that's us. Static Radio. Reliant K. There it is.
There it is.
Forget and Not Slow Down by request. Thanks to Rhino.
There you go.
Throwing that one up on our Facebook page. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That's it for us.
Yeah, we're out now.
New Music Tuesday tomorrow.
It sure is. Tomorrow we have so many great things planned for you and for you to listen to. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, so you're working on that then?
Totally not.
Oh, okay.
Because that's your job.
I know. So glad I didn't completely forget about that. So that's coming up tomorrow. I'm very excited for it.
Me too.
It's going to be fun. You should tune in because it's going to be interesting.
Uh-huh.
We got a bunch of local stuff. If you would like to submit your music, you
please
can.
Do.
At mystaticradio.com, there's a locals rules section. You can totally throw down some MP3s.
And a biography.
And we'll play it.
Yes.
So get there. Get that done. We'll see you guys again mañana. Steve-O, Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.